It just felt like New Year's to me from last year. We were sitting on a plane coming back from Toronto, and we spent New Year's on the plane with a sleeping baby in our arms, and it was midnight. It was a red-eye flight. But this morning, we're going to be brief, and but it's so funny how Christmas time just sneaks up on us, right? All of a sudden, you know, for some of the students, this semester of school is already done. And for some of us who are working, man, it just seems like we're just kind of like treading water, just keeping up with all these different things that pop up in our calendar year. And so this morning I'm going to be pretty brief, but what I want to go back to is what Christmas is all about. I mean, why is it so important for us to remember Jesus every year around this time? In my life, I've had the great privilege of having Christmas time being to be some of my really fondest memories of my life. Being right, the youngest of six kids, you get treated pretty well at Christmas time, right? As the baby, and there's like this 18-year gap between me as the youngest kid and my oldest brother who lives in Toronto. There's an 18-year gap, and so some of my siblings had moved out of the home in Regina when I was still pretty young. So pretty much by the time I was 13 years old, I was pretty much an oldie child, right? Because everyone moved away for either school or for work. And so Christmas was this one time of the year that we could get together as a family, that I get to see my family, and we all be all in one place together. I mean, these were some of my most cherished memories in my whole life, up until now, from my childhood to now. But not everyone can say that about Christmas. And the reality is that for some of us, Christmas can be the most depressing and the darkest times of the year. There are some of us here, maybe even here, who are really hurting this Christmas. Right, and so for those of us who are hurting, this message of Christmas could be even more important. And I hope we saw this in the video here. What I want is to get a glimpse of is this great hope of Jesus coming down into earth and bringing healing to broken hearts, to restoring broken lives, to bring us to a place where there are no more tears or sorrow, or sickness, or sadness. And I hope that we get a sense this Christmas time of this great hope that we have in Jesus. But I want to begin this morning by just asking this question. Have you ever thought about how light works? We're talking about like light shining into darkness here. Have you ever thought about how light works? Like when they say that darkness is the absence of light, right? Have you ever thought about how this works? If you have a dark place and you shine a light in it, and that light will always cut through the darkness, right? It doesn't really work the other way around. if you're in a dark room and it's light, really well lit in the hallway, you open that door in the dark room, light's going to come flooding into that room, right? But it doesn't work the other way around. So if you're in a bright room and it's dark outside, if you open that door, darkness is not going to flood in, right? In fact, that light in your room is going to spill out into the hallway, right? But here's the thing, that we live in this world full of darkness. We live in a world that's full of hate and brokenness and sin. And you need to only look at the news this week to see how troubled this world is, right? You only need to read something on the internet or watch CNN or whatever it is your news media is to know and to read something like what happened in Pakistan this week to know how dark this world is. Or to see what happened in Sydney this week or New York City yesterday afternoon. Or Nigeria, or Sierra Leone, right, where Ebola is still tearing that country apart. I mean, we know how dark this world is, right? We read about it, we see it, and there is little doubt that it's there. We have no doubt. We know that it's dark in this world. We know that it's out there. But what we maybe don't realize, though, is that that darkness doesn't just happen out there, doesn't just happen out in the world, that the darkness doesn't just exist outside of us, that darkness lives right in here, right in my soul, right in my very being, right in each one of us. It happens every time we're spending $600 billion on Christmas presents. In the U.S., every year, when all it takes is $30 billion a year to wipe out extreme poverty in the world. It happens when we're disappointed with what you get at Christmas time, right? We've all experienced that. It happens when we lie to cover ourselves or to make people think that we're better than we are. It happens when jealousy, envy enters into our hearts. When we think other people have it better than we do. This darkness happens every day of our lives inside the very depths of our being. And there's this darkness in the depths of our souls that we could never have dreamed was possible for us. But you take a good look in the mirror and be honest with yourself, right? Are you petty? Are you bitter? Does the world revolve around you? Where does your mind wander to when it's not focused on anything, when you have nothing to focus on? What are the things you desire in your heart of hearts? And if you're completely honest with yourself, right, you'll probably find that there is more darkness swirling around in the depths of our hearts than we ever realized. But it is this very darkness, that God came near to us. That darkness that overtakes a man to arm himself and to take hostages in a busy cafe in Sydney, right? Or to fire a gun on a school full of children in Pakistan, or to fire a gun on two police officers sitting in their patrol car doing their job. The same darkness, though, seizes our hearts here when our only concern is for ourselves, for our own worries, for our own stresses, for our own sense of self-worth, for our own comfort. The same darkness. And it's for us in the here and now who live in this darkness that Isaiah 9:2 says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined." We know this darkness exists because we've seen it, man. We know this darkness. We've experienced it ourselves. We've felt it. Right? We've seen it shatter our hopes and dreams. We felt it. We felt the sting of it every time we've had our hearts broken. Every time we've lost something. Every time we've lost someone. Every time we've been hurt. We feel this darkness. We know this. But it wasn't always this way, right? It wasn't always this way. Because this world was full of life, light once. In the beginning, when God created everything and everything he created was good, this world was full of light. We were made to reflect his glory, but that darkness somehow entered into our hearts and overtook our hearts. Right? We replaced that light with the dark. And that reflection of God's glory that we were supposed to be, now it's just a shadow of what it was supposed to be. And throughout all of history, we lived in this darkness until one day, Isaiah 9:6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." This baby was the light of men that shines in the darkness. Why did he have to come? Why did God have to come near to us? Because we were incapable of shining our own light. Martin Luther King Jr., he once said that darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. We are hate. He said, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. You see, we were incapable of driving out darkness because we ourselves are full of darkness, right? We are incapable of driving out hate because we ourselves were full of hate. Jesus came to be that light for us because we couldn't. Jesus became hope for us because we were hopeless. Jesus became life for us because our fate was death. But John 1 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And so Jesus came, shining a light in the dark places of this world, into the cracks and the crevices of our world, making it possible for us to recover that glory that was lost along the way. He came back to give us back that glory, to bring us back into the light and to the God who created us good in the first place. He came to welcome us back into the Father's arms, to bring us to a place where there are no more tears, no more dying, no more sadness, no more crying or pain. To a place where everything is brand new again. Everything is whole again. Everything is perfect. God will be our glory and we will be his joy. This is the message of Christmas. Light overcoming dark, life replacing death, hope replacing fear, right? Love winning over hate. This is Christmas. God came near to us in Jesus. Turn to him if you haven't already. Get to know him. Jesus is all of that. Light, life, hope, and love wrapped up in this swaddling cloth and lying in a manger. This little baby is the light of the world. Let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you so much, Jesus, that you came near to us. We thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you that, Jesus, by becoming one of us, Lord, we no longer have any mystery about who God is, that we've seen firsthand who he is, what he's like, and it's all in you, Jesus. Thank you for being the light of men that shines in the dark places of our hearts. Thank you for being hope for us when all seems lost. Thank you for being life for us when all we see around us is death. Lord, so I pray, God, that this Christmas we would just find ourselves in the middle of your story of how you're bringing hope and light and life and love and beauty and truth into this dark, dark world. God, may you be glorified this holiday season above everything. We thank you so much, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.